Support for today's special live episode of The Read comes from Squarespace. With beautiful templates created by world-class designers, Squarespace makes it easy to turn your idea into a new and unique website in just a few clicks. Squarespace's analytics help you grow in real time, and if you have a question, their award-winning 24/7 customer support is there to help you. Crystal and I use Squarespace for our individual websites as well as The Read's website. This is TheRead.com. It's very easy to use. You don't have to throw a tantrum and, you know, check your computer across the room. It's very simple. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code READ to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Think it, dream it, make it with Squarespace. Let's move on. This week's podcast is also being brought to you by the wonderful, beautiful, sexy people over at Form. Form knows the struggle of finding the perfect solution for your curls, twists, coils, and tresses. That's why they've created the first women's prestige hair care collection to celebrate beauty in all its forms. Form takes the guesswork out of your hair care routine by offering personal regimens specifically designed for your individual hair needs. I know Crystal loves her some Form. My girl Kia has been using her Form, and they've said nothing but great things about it. So don't wait. Head to formbeauty.com/thread right now to get 10% off your an entire order. That's formbeauty.com/thread. Get personal with Form.
Give it up for your faves, Kid Fury and Crystal for The Read.
What's up, Chicago?
Hey.
Oh, goodness.
Hello.
What a group.
Well, hey.
Yes, raucous. I like it. Thank you so much for welcoming us back to Chicago. We are so excited to be here again.
I'm having technical difficulties already. I'm just trying to open my water here, but shout out to y'all.
Good water. Okay. All right, budget.
I'm just still taken aback from this.
Right, it's just like our faces.
Tron-ass.
Right there. But it's fine.
It's cute. I like it. I'm just saying. It caught me off guard. Super bright. Thank you for coming. I am Nichelle Nichols.
Hey, man. And I am Bernie Mac. Oh, okay. Some Bernie Mac fans. Yay. And this is The Read Chicago. So, again, thank you for being here. We're going to have a good-ass, black-ass time tonight. Even the white people, y'all are going to have a black-ass time. Don't go back and tell nobody that.
Just be careful. Okay. You want to remain an ally in this bitch.
Yes. Give black people your money.
So, black excellence. This week is going to be you all. As well as Harold's Chicken.
Yes.
And
Harold's really blessed my life last night. It felt good. Yes. I needed them wings, just some wings, but they was good. Fried heart. I put fried heart in the description and they did it.
Did you stand on your feet because she said fried heart?
Yes. I tell everybody when I order wings, bitch, fried heart, and you should know what that means. And if you don't, why are you frying chicken? And they were perfect. They
that
were.
That is a good point.
They were so good. So,
that's a really good
thank
point.
Thank you, Chicago, for that.
So, yeah, you're black, you're beautiful, and I also couldn't come up with anything else. But it doesn't change your blackness or your excellence coming out to see two niggas from the internet in the rain. We appreciate it. Let me take these Migos-ass glasses off. forgot they were on the face. All right, so can we just dive on into some mess? This week on Hot Tops and the Deathly Hallows.
No, I haven't started reading it yet.
Lots going on. Lots happening. Where should I start? Okay, so I try to go from like least relevant or interesting. You know how it goes by this point. So American Express is suing Iggy Azalea.
What? I have to know for what. Please don't say an unpaid bill.
Like, how do you get sued by a credit card?
Right. What do you have to do for, like, the rich people credit card company to come after you?
Oh, I'll tell you. So they filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles County Superior Court on Monday, alleging that Ms. Azalea owes them just about $300,000.
Shut the fuck up!
For goods and services that she has used on this card for over 2 years.
Oh, no.
Now, the exact number, just for pettiness, is is $299,147.81.
I don't understand.
According to court documents, this balance is $250,000 more than her limit.
How? How? I don't... If you don't pay your Amex every month, I thought they cut it off. Y'all gotta be more exclusive with that black card. They giving any damn body a black card.
I don't understand.
What was she paying for? White girl weave and nails? Like, how do you rack up $300,000? Iggy Azalea, not $300,000 worth of fine. She must have put all of her surgeries on that card.
American Express is seeking full amount of
course they are.
As well as legal fees.
Bitch, how?
I'm so fancy.
Oh, girl.
You already know.
This is why you can't try to live like these celebrities. Half of them ain't got it neither. Look at this bitch, just as broke as everybody else. Damn. Okay, broker than the rest of us, because I don't owe nobody
$300,000. I don't owe anybody that much money.
Not a goddamn soul. Bitch. She must have thought she could just go to Australia and wouldn't nobody notice. Oh, girl. God bless her.
Moving right along. Speaking of poverty, okay, so let's talk about why Kim Zolciak and NeNe Leakes are mad at each other. I'm gonna do it. That's fine. I'm doing it anyway. Lanithia. There's just so much here that happened, but understand that it started with NeNe posting a photograph, I think, on a plane's going somewhere. She says, on the way back to the A, I fell asleep thinking about how I'ma live in my roach-infested brand new home. Hashtag jealous prejudice bitch. And then there's a bunch of other hashtags that, I mean, just pick one or two. Like, what the fuck? Like, nobody goes, it's, you know, the whole point of a hashtag is that it's supposed to, like,
connect people with exactly. common interests.
Like, how many people are typing in jealous, prejudiced speech? Let me see nobody. Who else out there is on the same page. Then she posted like a direct attack on Kim Zolciak's 52-year-old daughter. How old? I don't know how old she is. Brielle. So apparently Brielle, during filming for the season that I can't wait for, season 10.
Yes.
Nene was having some sort of party at her house. She says the house is new. Brielle and Kim were at the party. At some point, Brielle was in one of the bathrooms and took a video on Snapchat of the bathroom mirror, which is kind of like a foot mirror, I guess, on the sink, and said, when you have to squat down low to see yourself because the only mirrors in the bathroom are on the floor, or some shady shit. Then I guess she saw like a water bug or some sort of like ant. It looked like an ant to me, but you know, like one of them hood Athens, Georgia ants.
Oh yeah, one of them country ass backwood ants.
Right, they drive Mitsubishis and shit and fly like those ants.
Got you.
Took a video of this ant, and then I guess implied that Nene has roaches. The sad thing is that this girl at this point is an adult and doesn't know what a roach looks like as opposed to an ant. But you throw in shade about roaches. Girl, go home. Go play with your friends. Why are you at a grown-ass woman's party anyway? Like,
right.
Why are you at the why same party as your mama and her friends?
Right. That's what I understand. How you gonna shit on my bathroom mirrors? Bitch, you ain't gotta use my bathroom. Like, you could just go home. She's there to support her mama's storyline, to help keep the checks coming in, because her husband don't have a job no more. He just don't. And I can't blame the Falcons for not wanting him or his wife and them gaggle of white children she has around. And so they got to keep the bills paid, bitch. You do what you have to do. But this is just, all right, Brielle.
So Nene is now going hard with the stories of Kim being a racist. She says that she never invited Kim to her party, that Kim was Sheree's plus one.
Wow, that is fucking rude. Sheree's plus one?
And, she posted a message to Brielle and said that if there were any roaches in her house, Brielle probably brought them over there herself. I think she also said something like, they must have fallen out of your funky ass pussy.
That's exactly what she said.
Her words, not mine. I didn't say it.
Yes.
It was not me. I didn't say it.
That's what she said. Yeah, so I'll be tuned in to Bravo as soon as The Real Housewives of Atlanta season 10 is ready to come out. I will be ready. I hope... let me not say that.
Kim... Kim posted some screenshot of an alleged iMessage between her and the child, telling the child not to send anybody the video because she felt bad. But somehow it still found itself online. Kim claims that Nene is the one who posted it. Nene claims that Kim sent the video to Marlo, Sheree,
of course she did.
Portia, and everybody else on the cast. And I guess only time will tell what's really going on. But what is for sure at this point is that there was an insect in her home. Not sure if it came from outside or from Brielle's vagina, but stories are mixed up at this point.
No.
You know, this is exactly where the term stay out of grown folks' business comes from.
Ooh, don't it? Because I think Brielle is just at the age where she's technically an adult, so she thinks she's grown.
Right.
But you find out real quick there are people grown-er.
Yes. And they can get you right the fuck on together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised Brielle don't have no home training, though. Look at her mama. Who does that? Who goes to other people's houses and doesn't act like anything other than a guest?
She said white children real fast. I wasn't even done with the sentence.
So I'm not surprised Brielle is raggedy. Her mama's raggedy. That's why they make great television.
Safari Samuels in both.
Yes, my fave. I love Safari. I don't care what nobody say. That nigga is fun.
Safari and both of his hairlines were on.
I don't care.
Everyday Struggle, aptly named, web show. When asked if he believes that Cardi B is pressing Nicki Minaj in the sense that she is shook at Cardi B's recent successes, he answered 100%, maybe 1,000. I can't remember the number exactly, but it was a solid and resounding yes. And when asked what makes him feel that way, his answer was simply, because I know her. And that may seem like really vague or petty, but I mean, he knows the bitch, so. So, I mean, I guess he feels like all of the congratulatory efforts from Nicki's side towards Belcalis, or however the fuck you say her goddamn name, was, you know, all industry shit, and you can't look like a hater out here, which I think is even something that I said. I believe that.
That's probably true.
That was the smart way to go.
Right.
Congratulations, bitch. And then go to your homegirls and be like, I hate that hoe. Like, yes, yeah. Absolutely. Business.
Right. Some things are for the group chat, and some things are for Instagram. And Nicki played the game the way she should have.
We'll get to Tyrese later. Slow down, my gosh.
Can't believe I didn't see that coming.
We've got plenty of time, my lord.
From the outside looking in, I don't see why Nicki would be pressed.
Same.
But I almost said Tyrese. Safari does know Nicki better than probably anybody else. So if he says that she's secretly at home, like in her feelings about it, I mean, that might be true. There's no reason to feel that way.
Yes.
But it could still be that way.
Now, the comfort of being like the only successful woman in hip hop, the only charting woman, the only one getting attention, that comfort's got to be gone because it's not there anymore. But shook.
Yeah, no.
I don't believe there's any reason for Nicki Minaj to be shook over Cardi B just yet. I think they're two completely different rappers.
She got too much money to be shook over anybody, honestly. If Nicki Minaj goes broke, that ain't gonna be nobody's fault but hers.
But past money, what I'm saying is their ability as rappers is to what they bring to the table as musicians, to me, is different. The only thing they really have in common is that they're both from New York, and I guess they got like a similar thotty aesthetic, but.
Yeah, I think Cardi's thottiness is a little more authentic.
Yes.
Nicki kind of feels like diet thought next to Cardi. I see what you're saying, you know? Not necessarily interchangeable as artists.
No.
Right. Okay. Well, that's fine.
I wish this whole conversation would die, as I've said a million times. I think that they would all do better supporting each other, making music with each other, collaborating with each other, or at the very least, leaving each other the fuck alone. So it would be nice if everybody else could do the exact same thing. Like, I don't think that Cardi B should give a fuck about what Nicki Minaj is doing and vice versa. And neither one of them should give a fuck about what Safari or Joe Budden or Academics or whatever that girl's name is doing either, so.
Right. I mean, even if Nicki is privately really pressed over Cardi, publicly she's not acting her ass. She sent the girl congratulations and flowers and whatever else, so let her do the right thing publicly and be in her feelings privately. There's nothing wrong with that. Nicki ought to be like, coconut oil niggas need to stick to their oily ass business.
Absolutely.
Don't worry about what boss bitches are doing. Safari.
I saw someone on, I think it was Rhymes with Snitch, say, is that the only fur that that Nicki Minaj let him have or something like that? She didn't let you keep no other fur but that one? Y'all are very disrespectful.
Oh, wait.
Young Thug. So he's canceled for me. Here's why. Young Thug has been dating a young hood princess named Jerrica for quite some time now. They've been quite public about being together. I think he gave her a ring. I don't know if it was a ring that implies I'm going to marry you, but jewelry. So recently there has been, you know, some back and forth with Jerrica and Thugger and some girl named Amy with some fake last name. I think it's Amy, whatever. So he apparently cheated on her with this girl, and she's just had it. She's fucking done. And so she's, you know, posting lots of deep quotes and scripture.
As you do.
Hashtag single life and all of that. On the other end of things, Young Thug posted a video of himself, a photo of himself, I'm sorry, smoking weed with a caption that said, "Why cheat when you can creep?"
What's the difference?
That's like saying, why murder where you could kill? Like,
like, nigga, synonyms. This is the same.
I don't understand, but okay.
What? Words mean
after
things.
After a fiery IG live feud between the ladies. No, I think maybe before Young Thug posted like a video of himself fake crying and saying, I want you back. Basically mocking the girl. And she posted a tweet that said something like, you know, I'm back on the market, Ray, Ray, Ray.
Single life or something like that.
And he tweeted something, where is it? Something like, bitch, what market? Let me find it so I can say exactly what it was. Okay, what market? Thanks, girl. Y'all a talkative ass, but I mean, girl, you can't have faith in the fact that I'm gonna find the shit. Give me a damn second. There is a whole segment where you get to speak to us. What market? Bitch, you gonna die on God.
Yeah, it got real dark.
Yeah, you ain't laughing no more. So, you gonna die on God. So, Young Thug,
A few concerns.
This woman stuck by you after you wore fringed gowns and...
Say that.
Baby fat jeans and pink and white K-Swiss sneakers.
Yes.
And whatever other weird shit. Calling other niggas bae and saying niggas look good and all of this other stuff, stood by you firm as a free-thinking bitch should.
You do her dirty, mock her, and because she's now single, she's going to die?
Right.
Because she's choosing to leave someone who did her wrong, she must die?
I don't get it.
Her life must end. And I know there's plenty of dizzy-ass niggas who would say, oh, well, he wasn't being serious. The fact that you would even imply, the fact that you would even tweet
right.
something violent like that to her is a major problem, bozo.
And bitch, you gonna die, like, coming from a nigga who fucked up. How are you mad when you fucked up? And I left you for that reason. I gotta die now because I loved myself enough to stop fucking around with your dumb lying
ass. I'm sorry.
Trash, garbage. I don't get it. In that video that he posted, he was like, man, it's not even my fault. 7 niggas be using that phone. I ain't do nothing. Da, 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 da. I bet that is your excuse. I bet it is. I bet you love to be like, oh, that's not even... It wasn't even me on the phone. Nigga, bye. Bye. If you got so many other hoes, go be with one of them and don't be worried about what the fuck I be doing.
And the nerve of these ugly niggas to have beautiful women out here. I'm sorry.
And
like, I don't understand.
And you ugly on top of it.
Sometimes I want to question the lady, like, can you see, like...
Do you see him?
How many fingers do I... But then I say, I won't place the blame on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you being out here in love and the eyes of the beholder.
Despite it all, you love that nigga anyway.
But for you, grizzly looking ass bastards.
I don't.
To not only be doing these gorgeous women dirty, but then turn around and act a dick on top of that and threaten them with violence. Like, I'm sorry, what is wrong with niggas? Right. What is wrong with niggas?
And he probably don't think it's no big deal because it's just a tweet and it's not like he went out and did that. But men do that to women all the time.
Exactly, like, why they don't think it's a big deal.
Right. Yes, exactly that. You don't think it's a big deal because you're like, oh, I didn't do it. But it is completely normalized in our culture for men to act like it's no big deal to be violent towards a woman because she had the audacity to choose herself. I'm just really over niggas. So
Jerrica must not have brothers.
Fuck Young Thug.
Because I don't give a fuck if you was laughing, if it wasn't serious or whatever, like...
Yeah, somebody need to be looking
for him. I'm coming to find you. The only one dying tonight is you, love.
And next week it'll be Jerrica just got a restraining order against Young Thug, and he'll be mad about that. So, niggas are trash.
And now...
Part 900.
Hopefully this works. This is a special word from B.O.B.
Top of the week to y'all. The English language is full of curses and spells, hence why we learn how to write in cursive and how to spell in grade school.
Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Let's take a brief intermission. Woo! This nigga said, standing in like the woods, the English language is full of curses and spells. Hence, why we learn to write in cursive and learn how to spell.
I just have to know what strain it is. I need to know what strain it is. That's not weed. That's K2. You want some other shit.
To go to our jobs on the weekdays to earn a living. The translation of that, trance, T-R-A-N-C-E. Awake is a funeral for the dead. Mourning is what you do when you lose a loved one. You have to be in a weak daze to earn a living, since earn is an adjective.
So,
nigga, what?
What he's basically doing is he's finding homonyms, and he's, I suppose, using them as a way to, woo, again, convince us that the earth is flat. I don't know what this is leading up to. I just want you to, when you get a chance, go and find it. If you haven't watched it already, it's a riot.
You will not be surprised that he thinks the earth is flat after you watch that video. Woo.
The English language, mm-mm, is full of curses and spells.
What did Kia say? You can't make sense out of nonsense. What a word that is. I keep that close to my heart.
Oh, my God. Just...
Nick.
If you have a prayer in you, don't be afraid to send it up.
Express for that nigga.
Whoa, Nelly.
So gross.
Well, Nelly No Furtado was arrested in Washington early this Saturday morning after a woman called police alleging that he sexually assaulted her. He's been arrested on rape charges by the Auburn Police Department. He has since tweeted the following. His attorney used a whole bunch of big words also to let us know that this is bullshit, according to him. This is what Nelly says, breaking his silence. This is no laughing matter. Let me say that I am beyond shocked that I have been targeted with this false allegation. I am completely innocent. I am confident that once the facts are looked at, it will be very clear that I am the victim of a false allegation. In other words, y'all know damn well I ain't do no dumb shit like this.
I mean, I would hope not, honestly.
I mean, I don't know you, bruh, so... I hope not, you know. I also want to thank my fans for their unwavering support. They know me. I assure you I will be vindicated. And I assure you I will pursue every legal option to address this defaming claim. Thank you. I do want to apologize to my loved ones for the embarrassment and for putting myself in a situation where I could be victimized by this false,
I get it now,
allegation.
So you were just cheating. And got caught up on your Kevin Hart shit. Got you.
I don't know what goes on in Nelly's life. Honestly, I didn't even know that he still did things in public. I don't know.
I mean, that's valid. For me, the craziest part of this story is that Nelly is on tour right now with Florida Georgia Line. Which I know y'all don't know, black people, it's a country duo. Country-ish, like Taylor Swift country, but with a little more guitar. And I mean, I know he did that song with, who was it he did that song with a while back? Oh no, oh yes, with Tim McGraw, ooh-wee. And what a hot ass mess that was. But I didn't realize Nelly still thought he was a country artist. Like, I can't believe them white people have him opening up for them. What? It's just, there's a lot of confusion going on here.
Yippee-ki-yay.
I saw a video of him like serenading some child.
I don't want to do this. I refuse to watch it. I'm so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I was really uncomfortable watching that video. So, again, I don't know what happened. I hope he didn't rape nobody, but men are trash, so maybe he did.
I'm sure that whatever did happen, there will be more information that will come forward. And if you still stream Hot in Her, you'll know what to do.
It's on you.
But... As for right now, I just want to remind many people that just because Nelly has money and is attractive does not mean that he would not rape someone.
Yes.
Rape is not just about sex. It is about power and many other things.
Right.
Just think about lots of these niggas who have money and have, you know, endless resources when it comes to pussy. A lot of them, they go after girls who play hard to get. They love chasing after girls who act like they do. It's sad. It's the same thing, except you are evil enough to take someone's, like, body from them.
Right.
So just because this nigga is cute and got money don't mean he wouldn't rape somebody. I mean, Google is plenty of fine-ass rapists.
I don't know why people think that. Like, oh, he's famous. He don't have to rape.
He would never.
Well, nobody has to, girl. It's not.
What?
It's not like a requirement or anything.
Shut up.
Just some people are terrible. So, we'll see what happens.
All right. Tyrese has more feelings.
Why is he so predictable?
So here's the thing, right?
Whew.
I genuinely don't know where to begin. There's just so much from this bullshit. So we talked on the show already about Tyrese being just pissed. About Dwayne The Rock Johnson signing on to do a spin-off to the Fast and Furious franchise starring his character Hobbs, who I think came in like the sixth or seventh movie. Don't really remember. So this week they announced, as Tyrese predicted, that they are pushing back the date for Fast and the Furious 9 to April 10th, 2020. It was originally slated to come out in 2019, but The Rock spinoff is now coming out that year, and the Fast and Furious girls will have to take a break.
Yes.
Tyrese said the following. Congratulations to
so
at The Rock and your brother-in-law, aka 7 Bucks producing partner, HH Garcia 41, for making the Fast and the Furious franchise about you. And like you, DJ, even if they call, I will not be deleting this post. Good night, folks. See you in 2020, April. Hashtag Fast Family right now. It's about Team Dwayne. Hashtag 3 years. Will it be worth the wait? Will it be another Baywatch? Guys. Calm down, I'm just passionate about film or some shit.
Woo!
The Rock responded by saying nothing.
Not a goddamn thing. I'm not even entirely sure he saw it.
Tyrese posted some more angry things on his Instagram to let The Rock know he means business.
My God.
He accused him of challenging him with his Instagram videos, something about the cars that they have. I don't get it. But then he posted a photo of the cast from Fast and the Furious, the original movie, that he's not in. With a caption that says, diversity, love, multi-ethnic, worldwide, multi-generational.
What?
I don't know. United Nations, one race, Fast Family.
Is it the color purple or the Fast and the Furious?
Until Dwayne showed up, I guess this whole time he had a problem because he wasn't the only one on the movie poster. He wasn't in that movie. I guess dreams do come true. Congratulations to H.H. Garcia and The Rock. You guys are just amazing. You really broke up the Fast Family.
You are still on this family shit.
I tried to warn you guys. You thought I was hating. I was simply fighting to keep the family together. Nigga, it's not called Fast and Foster Homes. It's Fast and the Fear. You aren't related.
You are fucking stupid.
What makes us great is when you see us all together. We don't fly solo.
Oh my God.
Hashtag my last post today. I've got 3 years of venting on this clown. They offered, but you didn't have to agree with a solo Hobbs movie. Hashtag original Fast Family. You were not in the original movie. We salute you and stand on your shoulders. Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, Rob Cohen, Roman Tej were offered a spin-off. We turned it down. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Nigga, what does that have to do with Dwayne?
I mean, do you know how stupid you sound talking about? I know they offered you a movie which you would star in, you know, and several million dollars, but you could have said, no, the Fast Family needs me. If I'm The Rock and I just came through on like episode 6 or 7 of this fucking series, then I'm a play cousin at best. Don't be counting me in the family like I've been here since the beginning. I don't have loyalty to you niggas. I got loyalty to my check. I don't understand. Why is Tyrese doing this?
The Hollywood Reporter tweeted.
No.
They tweeted a story about the movie coming out once it was announced that it was official. And The Rock retweeted it and said, my goal from day one was to come in and create an exciting, fun character for the fans, elevate the franchise, and build it out. Hashtag Hobbs Shaw 2019.
Well.
Tyrese responded and said, you still promoting a movie that no one wants to see? Now, here's the interesting thing. Once again, I've gone to different places. I'm trying to get like a general understanding of the fans. I've seen the movies except for the 8th one. Cool. You know, fast cars, stunts, pecs, sure. But, you know, I wanted to see how like the actual family fans or whatever feel. I have not seen anybody mad about this,
nope.
But Tyrese.
Nope.
I promise you, it has been either I can't wait to see this movie or I wish they would stop making these goddamn films. There hasn't been a gray area. It
nope.
is one or the other.
Nobody
is mad about this but you, buddy. Like, I don't... Okay, there's more.
Are you serious?
On Twitter and won't hit my cell. Why would he?
Why would I? Right.
The Rock, this is the people's champ. Shaw Hobbs, epic failure. You came here to break up the Fast Family.
Oh my God.
The movie is delayed. They're not canceling it.
Right.
They're not, like, The Rock doing a spinoff does not mean that Universal is telling you you may no longer see Vin Diesel. Like, bitch, you can still FaceTime that nigga. Y'all can go out for drinks. Like, what? Break up what? You
right.
can still do the movie. I don't get it.
No, I don't either. This is sad.
Vin Diesel got on Instagram.
Way. Oh, shit. I have to hear this.
I mean, when I tell you that this is so dumb. So first he posted a photo of himself with Paul Walker and Tyrese that just said brotherhood. Then, that was such a large reaction. Then he posted a photo with himself and The Rock.
Yes.
And it says, brotherhood and all its complexities. This scene was filmed, this is from the set of the movie, I guess. This scene was filmed in Puerto Rico. I can remember it like it was yesterday. Such a beautiful island. The people were so warm and welcoming. I turned 43 that summer and my son Vincent was born. A woman named Jan Kelly responded to a question I had asked on Facebook, who they would like to see me work with. She said she would love to see me work with Dwayne. I listened to her request and he became Hobbs. I know there has been a lot of speculation as to why the Fast 9 release date was pushed, but it would be unfair to say it is anyone's fault. Well, as we plot the course to expand the Fast and Furious universe, one must be mindful to take stock of the roads we took to get here, the pillars of authenticity, family, and most importantly, our loyal fans' perspective has been instrumental in procuring success. However, like any vehicle that has run around the globe 8 times, the franchise is in need of maintenance. My good friend and the godfather of Universal, Ron Meyer, has granted me the time to do just that. We have some very exciting news to share soon. Stay tuned. Yours truly, Dom. Family always.
Wow. Okay, I really like that. I didn't know Vin Diesel was that astute. This is a surprise.
So, Tyrese.
You look even more foolish.
Call your big brother. And ask him for, like, lessons. And
damn.
Dealing with these sorts of things on Instagram. The Rock does not owe you anything. I read that the reason they're doing 10 movies is because it was Paul Walker's wish for the franchise to go to 10 movies, and they are honoring him by continuing to do it. So it makes sense to me, in a sense, that because y'all are very close to him, you feel whatever you feel. But again, these are films. They are a business. Mm-hmm. They are making people, including y'all, money.
Right.
Okay, so at the heart of all of this, that's what it's about. The fact that these things still make money, they're trying to expand upon the universe, it is what it is. Now, I'm just going to wait for them to say that The Rock will not be coming back to the Fast and the Furious franchise, which he will be more than okay with, because The Rock is never without a job.
It's true.
And everybody can go right back to driving cars off of spaceships. In Woo. Peace. Pray for Tyrese.
Because something is wrong.
And his cellular data, because my word. Like, the nigga has business in the UAE and shit. Like, he has, like shops out and, like, offices in Dubai, allegedly. And she's like, it is a year and a half before you'll have to go back into production, I'm sure. Like,
right.
Bruh.
You could just relax, and that would also be fine. I don't know. I don't even know what else to give Tyrese. It's like, you have got to calm the fuck down. The movie is still going to come out. This makes me want to buy 5 tickets to whatever Shaw is as soon as it comes out.
I'm going. And why isn't Jason Statham getting read to bits? Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait, Jason Statham was in one of the movies, I can't remember which one, but he was like a villain, and now he's a part of this shit. So why aren't you reading the white man to pieces? Like, hold on, wait, what the fuck, Tyrese? And then he's talking about, I'm at you when I see you.
Girl.
The Rock is 6'5".
I would actually love to see Tyrese try to run up on The Rock.
260 pounds of a martial arts background.
Just pure fine.
Only thing you need to get out is a comfortable seat and calm nerves.
That's really it. I love that Vin Diesel was like, to be honest, I've made 8 movies about driving cars, and I cannot think of another storyline, so y'all need to give me a minute to come up with another movie. That was what that Instagram post said. So, oh, girl, Tyrese.
You know, in fairness, Tyrese has got a lot going on otherwise. I don't know if he's just always a pill online, but I'll be steady praying for him and everyone involved. But I also will be going to see this Rock movie just for pettiness. When I tell you that I'm not even interested in these movies anymore, like, I respect that it's like a sentimental thing for them and stuff like that now. I really do. But honestly, I feel like unless Blue Ivy gonna be driving one of these goddamn cars, you know, through the ocean, like, I've seen what I'm gonna see. Like, you know, the cars are fast. Stunts. Cool, you know?
Did you see the way she was looking at the twins in their car seat the other day? Like, y'all little niggas can't walk yet? Get up.
She is so tall.
She is. She's going to be taller than Beyonce, watch.
All right, so that's just about it this week for Hot Bottoms, and that's that's not it. Well, you know what? Bottoms are hot, too. Hello?
That's right. Make it a hashtag. A movement. A lifestyle.
You need us. So, I'm writing a book. We're unappreciated. Before we move on, is there anything that's been going on in the realm of pop culture that you'd like us to talk about?
I think we covered it. We'll talk about Cam Newton's dumbass later.
Now let's take a quick break from this live episode to remind you that this week's show is being brought to you by Casper. Casper is a sleep brand that creates premium mattresses and sells them online for a fraction of what they would cost in a store. Their business works by continuously developing their mattresses using feedback of nearly 500,000 customers. In fact, their San Francisco R&D team recently developed a proprietary foam that relieves pressure and increases airflow. Real customers have said their mattresses is like sleeping on brioche and like being cradled by the tinkling of baby laughter in the moonlight. I mean, if you don't want to just try that out to see for yourself and figure out what the hell that means, I don't know what your problem is. Buying a Casper is easy. Just order online, and whether you're in the US, Canada, and now even the UK, it's delivered to your door in a really cute and compact, how did they do that sized box? I've seen it for myself. It is really confusing and fascinating that they fit a mattress in a box like that, but it works, and the mattress feels great. That's why Casper gives you 100 nights to try it out, and if you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. So, get $50 towards any mattress purchase by visiting www.casper.com/READ and using the code READ. Terms and conditions apply. Sleep nice.
The Read Chicago is also brought to you by Form Beauty. If you're ready to get closer to your perfect hair care regimen, start today by getting to know Form. They're the premium hair care collection dedicated to making everybody's hair care journey simpler and better. The Form collection will help make your hair care experience personal by offering uncompromised products specifically designed for individual hair needs. You go on the website and take a little hair test and you answer all these different questions and they give you your totally customized personal Form collection. I've been using mine over the past few months and I'm just so pleased with how it's working with my hair. I am definitely a customer for life. They can never stop making it because I'm addicted. The Form collection of products was designed to complement each other and your process. So no matter what your needs are, Form works every step of the way. No suspect chemicals or formulas in any of their products. Everything from Form is thoroughly vetted to provide top performance without compromising the health of your hair. So if you're ready to get closer to your perfect hair regimen, go to formbeauty.com/the read right now to get 10% off your entire order. That's formbeauty.com/the read. Get personal with Form and let's get back to the show.
All right, so let's move on. Asante is going to be coming around doing questions.
Yes.
But before we do.
Yes.
Let me say two things. A,
Okay, listen to the announcement first.
Now, we all love a good dose of mess.
Yes.
But keep in mind, all right, we got to hear the question. So before you turn to your neighbor and deliberate about who's a bitch, who's a liar, or whatever, let the person who's got the mic get it out. Two, if I start busting out into some random ass singing Evelyn Champagne King or something, you know that your time is running down. Okay? We gonna do them like they did Sterling K. Brown. Oh.
That still hurts.
I mean, how fucking dare you?
Right.
Bitch, please.
That was so rude.
All right. I just needed to say that. Don't say I didn't warn you. Asante, what do we got?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I see my first victim over yonder. Young lady, just stand right on up. Now, we gonna do this. I'ma just pick y'all, and hopefully y'all are gonna do right by me. If not, don't fight me for the mic back, okay? All right, so what's your name and what's your question?
My name is Tia. I just wanna say I drove from Detroit just to see y'all, so.
Oh, shout out to Detroit.
Hey, girl.
But my question is I have a very close friend of mine, and she's going through a lot with her mental health, and I'm very understanding of that, but she's been making a lot of reckless and poor decisions, and I just want to know, like, what is a good way to address this with her in a way that's not going to, like, because I have a way of talking to people, and they're like, you tripping, like, you're coming at me in a way, so what is a way to, like,
ease it?
So what is a way to, like, bring that up to her, like, girl, you making some dumb decisions. Or
so when you say reckless, is she putting herself in, like, physical danger?
Like, physical, sexual
danger. Oh, like, at risk.
And low-key breaking the law at the same time. Oh. So, like...
Okay.
So what's the way of just all right, like, to well, like ease into that conversation without being like offensive, I guess, is what I'm asking.
So, okay, when you say she's going through things with her mental health, is this like
she was dating somebody who really made her feel like she didn't want to live anymore, and she just came back from Atlanta, is back in Detroit. And so it's like, you know, I want to be supportive. I've never been in a situation to where I had to deal with this with a friend before. So it's new territory to me. And I want to be there as a friend to be really supportive and also kind of like encourage her to really focus on herself. But she just cannot swear off of niggas. And I'm like, I don't know how. And at the meantime, I feel like I'm also encouraging her because I'm at the point where I'm really free and in a position to where I can not like.
Okay, sexual revolution.
I'm in a position where I can be open about my sexuality and explore that, but
all right.
You've been out here hoeing for it.
So you wouldn't say that this is a depression or a mental health issue that needs medication. It's some like she maybe
she
had abuse.
Medication.
She is, okay.
Yeah.
So do you know if she speaks to anyone, if she's in therapy?
She is, but I can tell that she does. She tells me things that she doesn't tell her therapist.
So you are her therapist.
Basically. And I don't know. I'm not certified. I don't know how to do that shit.
Right.
It's real. I'm not certified.
So I'm like, I just want to know, like, how can I? I mean, I tell her, like, I don't know what I'm doing with my life or your life, but I want to help you make smarter decisions that are going to help you get to where you want to be. And I can't tell you because you're grown. You're going to do what you want to do.
Right.
But, yeah.
Here's the thing you have to remember, like, as a person's friend, like, I think that you being honest with that person, having a conversation from a place of, like, you know, caring and love as a friend is important. It's necessary. You shouldn't be afraid to do that. But you're also not her parents. You're not her guardian. You're not responsible for, you know, her well-being. If she knows better, if she's exhausting every...
avenue?
There. You know what I'm saying? To get the help she needs. If you're having the conversations, she's having the conversations, it's only so much you can do. You can't take the dicks out of her mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I've tried to take dicks out of my friends' mouths. It does not work. You can't compete with dick.
You just can't do it.
You know what I'm saying? All you, I feel like you can really do is make sure that she's in a position to be healthy and to be, you know, like having people to speak to her, make sure that she's, you know, thinking the right things and taking whatever she needs to be taking and expressing that you care and that you're concerned. Past that, the choices that she makes are her choices, and all you can really do is be there for her when she needs you to be there for her. Hopefully it's not in some kind of crazy ass, you know, dark situation, but God forbid you be there, you know, and give her a little shoulder. That's it. I mean, you really, we get so many questions from people all the time where it's just like, my friend's fucking up and I done told her, but I don't know what else to do. Nothing. Like,
be a friend. It's nothing else to do at this point but be a friend. If you know that you're kind of direct and people can take that as being abrasive, I understand, because I am similarly misunderstood. The thing is, if I'm talking to my friends and I'm concerned, it's always coming from a place of love. So I know that if they're dealing with mental health issues or they're sad or particularly sensitive to stuff like that, I will try to adjust the way I talk with them so that they know that I'm saying it with love instead of my normal bitch tone of voice that might sound like I'm judging them for what they're doing. It's like, that's not it. I just want you to take care of yourself and be good. But you're not her pussy monitor. So she can do whatever she wants to with it. And all you got to do is respond to the iMessage when it comes, because you know it's coming. That's it, girl. Good
luck. That's
about it. Thank you for sharing, girl.
Who we got next, Asante?
All right, now, I'm going to take it back now, y'all. Okay, actually, I'm going right on back to the back, see how good the sound is back here. Stand up. What's your name? What's your question?
My name is Chris. Drove here from St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey!
Wow. That sounds like a drive. Thank you.
Right. It's not too bad, but question for you all. I think, Crystal, you may have addressed this, but asking out problematic family members and dealing with all that a few podcasts ago, but I have a family member who's kind of similar in a situation, just been fucking up. I can't really help them, and I'm just fed up. I just really don't feel like dealing with it anymore. So how have you all kind of deal with problematic family members and how to address them or ask them out if needed?
How do we deal with family members?
Yep.
Problematic family members.
Problematic family members.
Well, I don't use my Facebook, so I usually don't have to.
I mean, so my approach with family, they all know that I'm like the radical one, whatever that means. And so they know how I feel about all of the stuff that niggas love to be problematic about, gay issues, trans issues, all that. So I stay away from it. I don't use Facebook, you know, and interact for that same reason, so I can avoid people I used to know who are still dumb. But anyway, I let them come to me with the dumb shit, because if you come into me with your simple ass opinions or ignorant ass questions, that means you're ready to be challenged about it. Because you know I'm the bitch to do that.
Exactly.
I'm not just gonna let you say whatever and let it fly. So when you come to me about it, I'm ready to, I will have a respectful debate with you as long as you are respectful with me, and I don't have no problem educating you. But I'm not gonna seek you out to change your behavior because you don't wanna change. If you saying dumb shit on the internet all day, it's because you want to. So I just don't have the time or the energy to waste on niggas like that. I just don't. I got other shit to do. It's Donald Trump's America. We could die at any time. I'm trying to live and be happy. I'm trying to enjoy these days I got left. So let them niggas come to you, and otherwise don't let them stress you out. Good luck.
Thank you. Ditto.
Like now, literally the same.
Now, y'all probably couldn't hear this gentleman in the center, but he said, I got one. It's an important question. So I'm going to call you out since you decided to say that and do that. And hopefully your important question is entertaining, because I can't really.
I didn't even hear what he said.
I'm about to pass you. I'm so sorry. I already see where this is about to go, and I appreciate you for everything you finna do. But this is not about to be, I can tell.
No.
What is the question? Okay. Give him the microphone.
You have to let him answer.
What
now,
is your name?
Okay.
Now I'm finna be the asshole. Ask your question, sir.
Okay. So my name is Dominic. I'm from the west side of Chicago. Where we at?
Okay.
So as you may know, there was a young lady here by the name of Kanika Jenkins. She was 19 years old, and there was a situation that still has not yet been solved. And I want to know, let y'all know, at least since we don't have answers, what type of advice would y'all give to people of that age group to be accountable for themselves or to hang out, you know?
Well, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to that girl. And I don't think it's an issue of... Well, I don't know what it's an issue of, again, because I was not there. But from what I've heard, she was 19 and had been drinking, maybe doing some drugs, partying with her friends, which are all things I remember doing at 19. So I'm not going to sit up here and be like, oh, you young kids need to stay home and don't party and this, this, this. Like, obviously, if you're out with friends, everybody should be looking out for each other. You know, we come together, we leave together, or you leave with somebody I know, that kind of like... regular safety guidelines. But the Kanika Jenkins story is sad more than anything else, and right. The family deserves justice and they deserve to know what happened to their baby. I don't know
that was my original point.
I'm sorry?
No, I said that was my original point. Like, there needs to be justice and more like accountability.
Yeah, no,
like
definitely, that. Absolutely.
But we don't know what there needs to be justice for because we don't know
we still,
exactly what
there's
happens.
There's just like, so much unanswered
in general,
about
it's just
that
a very
case,
sad
really
story.
Sad, so. Okay, well, all right.
Well, I have another question right over here. Young lady, stand up, please.
Who's next?
Say your name and your question.
Has anybody just like, can we get a fuck nigga question? Who got a fuck nigga question? Right there. Give her the microphone. Give her the microphone.
Woo!
Woo! What's your name?
All right, my girl. What's your name? What's your question? Give us the rundown and I'll love it.
First of all, my name is Aisha and I'm from the south side of Chicago. Where we eat Harold's. We eat Harold's. And I'm just a kid from the shot. So, okay, here's the thing. I have a girlfriend. We have been friends like our entire lives, right? And then she has a best friend who I didn't know until like 5 years ago. The best friend effed her ex-boyfriend.
You can say fucked.
I don't really say that word.
Oh, you don't cuss. Oh, that's so
sweet. I try
not
to. Okay.
So and you came here?
And I listen every single week happily. I love y'all so much. Oh, my God. So she effed the friend. She didn't tell my friend. She told me.
Why?
Okay.
And then what?
Because she felt like embarrassed and she didn't know what to say. But my real friend, her M, we'll call her M.
Okay.
M found out elsewhere.
Wait, ow.
Who's?
Because the same dude also effed T.
All right, hold on.
Okay, so M is my friend. My
this is like
friend.
Alphabet soup. Let's get
okay,
them
I'm gonna
in.
Help you.
Let's get fake names.
Okay,
I'm gonna help you. Mimi okay. is my lifelong friend.
Okay.
T is her friend.
Okay.
TT
effed Mimi's ex.
Right.
Okay.
Who also effed T's sister.
What?
Okay.
Now, my background is I don't usually do female friends for this very reason right here. Everybody needs to keep their penises
so
beside themselves, but you know.
Who told Mimi?
The sister told.
TT's sister.
TT's sister told Mimi.
Damn.
Mimi told me. TT's sister told me, and TT told me.
Well, bitch, why is everybody your friend?
Why is everybody coming to you? Okay, hold on.
Niggas is hoes.
I'm gonna create a graph. Hold on. Okay. So Mimi is over here with you.
Yes.
Okay. TT and her sister are on this side.
With the same okay. penis.
The fuck niggas right here, and we're gonna put him in the middle.
Yeah.
Ooh, like
okay.
a Venn diagram.
Yeah.
Like a
where
man.
The dicks overlap.
Yeah.
Okay.
To everybody except me.
So, actually, you know what? So you're over here. We're going to put you by your damn self.
Because I'm just minding my own black business.
Niggas
okay?
here. Mimi, TTPP, they over there.
Over there.
And so now,
there.
The fuck nigga has slept with all three
everybody.
Of these
everybody. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, originally, TT came to you.
Yes.
With this information.
Yes.
And you didn't tell Mimi because...
It's not my story to tell.
But that's been your
fault. We'll revisit that. We'll revisit that. We'll revisit that. Put a pin in it. We're coming back. Give me a second.
You looking funny in the light, girl.
Okay.
I don't care. I don't care.
Okay.
If it is, that is your vagina, I take care of mine, you take care of yours. We ain't got to talk about your vagina.
We'll revisit that. Hold
That's
on.
Fine.
Okay. So, TT came to you.
Yes.
CC,
yeah,
the sister,
yeah,
went to Mimi
and me, yep.
And you,
yep.
Now, do CC and TT hate one another?
Yes.
Do CC and TT hate one another over this man's penis, or
no.
is it just
family hate?
My word.
Okay.
So is Mimi mad at you now because you didn't tell her what was up?
No.
Oh, so what can we help
TT
you with?
TT is mad at Mimi.
TT is mad at you.
And me. She's oh. mad at Mimi and me. She's mad at me because she thought I told Mimi, but I didn't.
What?
But I don't defend myself. Y'all figure that vagina and penis situation
okay.
out on your own.
Okay.
So, all right. So
my question becomes, how do I absolve myself without like snapping and telling everybody business? Because that's my thing. I get mad and I will tell you what you told me, what she told me, and what she told me, and I'm trying to avoid that.
Because
that's why I don't do female friends like that. I need like people that keep their lips.
Well, I think first and foremost, you need to apologize to Mimi. I would, if I were you, since you asked my advice, I would apologize to the girl who has been your friend since childhood. Because even though it's, no, I'm gonna say it's your responsibility. If y'all are this close and grew up together and been best friends for years and years, and somebody comes to you and says, oh, hey, by the way, I fucked your friend's man. I kind of feel like you should tell her that. Like, your loyalty to be should be to her.
At the very least.
Or TT or anybody else.
At the very least, what I would have done is I would have said to TT, so are you gonna tell her or am I going to tell her?
Yeah.
I did that. I did that.
You did that.
Oh, you did that.
Yeah, I did that.
And so what? Did she say I'ma tell her?
We're in the middle of that time frame right now.
No, we're not.
We aren't.
Because Mimi knows.
She knows.
So actually the time frame.
No, we're in the middle of the time frame where she was supposed to tell her versus me telling her. I gave her 2 days to tell her.
So
okay, so I don't feel like that exactly changes what she's saying about apologizing
right.
to her, but at least you did do that.
Yeah.
I would apologize to her too, because that's definitely something I would tell my friend, my lifelong friend.
Right.
And I can understand her being upset as far as snapping and telling everybody's business. Like, I think that you should be staying as far away from everyone's
that's
business
right.
from as you can from now on. Like
yeah.
you maybe BB, CC, TT, all the whinings.
Yes.
Have a conference call and tell the girls this is the last day
yes.
that you all tell me what's going on in your boudoir.
Yes. Let this be the
I
last bit of information I get about your sex life. I'll be returning my tickets to your vagina monologues. I don't need to know. I'm no longer interested.
Okay.
Yeah. Girl, good luck, and thank you for the mess.
All
I
right.
appreciate Raise you putting your friends out there.
We can take it back to whatever question you got now.
Hold on.
I just needed you one fuckboy question.
You all have questions, and you all have... Damn, you gonna listen to the speech or not? Like, I mean, come on now. Y'all got questions, keep your hands raised, If it's some fuckboy shit, keep your hands raised.
It doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be.
If you hear with your friends that can attest to some fuckboy.
Oh, girl, this is a waste of damn time. Who has a motherfucking black ass question?
Okay, I'm about to double gag you right now. Hold on. Stand up. What's your name? What's your question?
Max from Indiana. Question's kind of...
I can't hear you at all, boo.
My name is Max. I'm from Indiana. This question is kind of geared towards Kid Fury, fellow anime and video game nerd. I'm trying to get my girl involved in it. I've showed her Death Note before, and she's trying to get more involved. She wants to
I'm
be more
sorry,
involved.
Hold on. I can't hear the question over the pettiness. I warned your black asses prior to the segment. See, this is why niggas can't get nowhere. I'm joking. All right, anime, nerdy shit. What was the question?
Trying to get my girlfriend into anime and video games a little bit more.
Is she zero? Not at all, no, motherfucking
interested? I showed her Death Note. I don't know if you've seen Death Note before. She was into that some, and I'm just trying to see if you got any suggestions for it besides that and then some video games.
Steven Universe.
Steven Universe is not really an anime, but it's adjacent. Sweetheart, what is your name?
Akuma.
Adorable.
Stand up.
Y'all cute together.
Why are you so angry? Why don't you like animation and positivity?
I just feel like sometimes when I look up, there'd be like animated like balloons and it just don't make sense to me at all.
That's right. That bitch with a bunch of crazy shit on themselves.
She be looking at me like the wrong times while I'm watching like One Piece or Naruto or something. And it's just
why
like,
why is it a wrong time during a cartoon?
And it's just
I feel you, sis. I feel you.
Balloon people and shit come up and she's just like, okay, I'm gonna look back down at my work now. And
yeah.
So let me ask, what are you interested in that you, are you, what do you do?
Well, I'm a doctoral student right now.
Yes! You better leave that black woman alone.
See, this is what's up with you. See, you bougie. That's what the problem is. You think you're better than people. That's what it is. You feel like because you save lives, you can't get your life to a couple of great animated cartoons and video games
yes.
and things. You hateful. I don't like it.
Akuma hits you with the, it's Dr. Akuma, actually. A bad bitch has things to focus on.
To be more specific, she's going through a 4-year program in 3 years right now. So shout out to her.
Congratulations.
You better let her study and do her damn work and leave her alone about some fucking anime.
Well, it seems like...
Let that girl get her damn work done. Ooh, niggas is crazy. She getting a PhD and here you go. I'm sorry. I'm triggered.
The thing about anime, games, and the like is that there's literally something for everyone. There are all kinds of different stories, mature, childish as fuck. You just have to find something that maybe interests you. What kind do you watch TV shows?
I like storylines. That's why I like the Death Note, I think, because it built.
Right.
And the stuff he tried to show me Afro Samurai, and it just...
You didn't like Afro Samurai?
It's not that I didn't like it. It's that I felt like it just happened. And I like things to build, and there was no build. It was just niggas getting
Stick
cut
to
up.
Doctoring, girl. Stick to doctoring. TV can wait.
Okay, I'll ask you this, because he's trying to... The new one we're attempting is called Samurai...
Samurai Champloo.
Okay, that's another good one.
Is that a good one? Should I try it or should I just...
Yes, girl, you're in a relationship, sis. Like, when you're not studying, if you have some time and the nigga want to watch it, just yes. And keep your eyes open and act like you're having a good black-ass time. That's what being in love is about. Like,
womp. Fuck love. Get that PhD.
Pretend.
She can have both, though. Why can't she have both, though?
You heard that, Crystal? She can have both, though.
Yeah, you could, but
she
if you gotta choose.
She can have love and a PhD.
You tough. Can have both, but if you have to choose.
I'm exhausted.
Come on. I'm just saying. Good luck to y'all, though. Hope y'all stay together forever and ever.
What's your name? What's your question?
Okay, my name is Thomas. I'm here from St. Louis. So it's a bunch of mess. It's a question about my friends. I don't.
Well, if it's a bunch of mess, speak up. Don't be afraid. Are they here?
Use your whole mouth.
I'm going to say their names because I don't care. I'm
okay.
I'm so, I mean. So, my friend Stephanie, I mean, we just became cool. She was just introducing a friend group. I really didn't fuck with her like that before anyway. But and then my friend Christy, I've been friends with her since high school. Basically, she told me and my friend Brianna, Stephanie, she told me and Brianna that she fucked her ex-man. And I mean, it's already been hashed out and everything, but I mean, I'm just trying to get them to be friends again. But it's another equation to it too.
Okay.
She has a new man, right?
Who? And Brianna?
No, Stephanie.
Okay.
The one that's been fucking everybody.
Right.
So she got a new man. She got a new man, and everybody been asking me and telling me that he be gay, but it's not my business. I've been there before. I've been through that, and it's a mess. But I don't know if I should be like, your man might be gay, and you should be friends with her. Apologize because you've been fucking everybody else, and at the same time, you didn't even know who your baby daddy was. But that's neither here nor there. So
okay,
I don't know.
That's neither here. Don't leave that part out.
But should I?
Because that's petty.
I don't know if I should still get them to be friends because we all been friends and. It just fucks up the whole friend group, because, I mean...
Yeah, it fucks up the friend vibe when one friend fucks another friend's ex. It really does. If I were you, I would stay out of the middle of this. I would kick it with one of them bitches at a time.
That's what I've been doing. That's what I've been doing.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to have to be that way. What's Brianna... Brianna's in her feelings for a good reason, so
no,
let her cycle through that and deal with Stephanie on her own time. Don't insert yourself in the middle of that mess.
But it's not like she ain't never fucked nobody else's man, too, so she can't...
Did she fuck your man?
Oh, no.
Then you still got to stay out of it, my nigga. You still got to stay out of it.
You hate her. Like, that's not... Like, you hate her. Like, you don't like her ass. So, I mean...
Not for real no more, but that's neither here nor there either.
Oh, God.
That's a whole nother story.
I would also keep it to myself about Stephanie's man being gay unless you are 100% certain. Like,
I'm not certain, but his switch is harder than mine. And he's supposed to be straight. His switch harder than mine.
I mean, then again, I think, you know, I'm going to let her discover that on her own just through her daily walk in life. I'm not going to put myself no closer to that mess than what I have to be. But I'm the type of person who likes to go home and sit down in the quiet and enjoy the peace.
But they always call me with the problems like I'm supposed to fix.
And okay, so, but the thing about your friends always calling you and venting to you is that at a certain point you have to be like, look, I'm friends with both of you hoes. I don't like being in the middle of it. I can't resolve what's going on between the two of you. So y'all need to either put on your big girl panties and talk about your problems like adults or leave me the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
Because it's not my business.
It
and it's not my place to run mediation between the two of you.
You're right.
Like, everybody here is an adult. So let them handle their business.
She just
and you just
dick,
be concerned with yours. Good luck.
Fury, did you have anything you wanted to add? Okay, I'm gonna take another question. Stand up. And what's wrong? What's your name? What's your question?
I'm Miranda. Hi, y'all. Okay, low key, I have a quick comment.
Can you talk into the mic?
I'm sorry.
Sorry. I wasn't yelling.
I just want to say thank y'all for doing this. I buried my grandmother this morning. I'm not trying to be sad. I'm saying I needed the laugh. So thank you for bringing us all the black people together. And yeah.
Thank you for being here. I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you for
and your head wrap is gorgeous.
What's your name?
I'm Yolanda.
Yolanda just gave y'all some, so I wanted to give Yolanda a moment.
Oh, thank you, girl.
Thank you, Yolanda. Not I wanted to give her a moment, dummy.
also, in one of those bags is Harley's Honey. It's kind of a sentimental thing for me. It's the name of my niece. My sister makes these handmade soaps and lotions. Something for Crystal, I think
you
would
sweet.
Like.
Sweet. Thank you.
I know Kid Fury, you be liking to twerk and like show off and get your thing on, be all sexy and everything. So you have something called Garvey. There's also a beard oil in there. You can still just put it on your pulse points, like it's a cologne and everything. Y'all be smelling all good.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Y'all leaving with a little bit of everything on tonight.
Y'all creative as fuck.
All right, we back to the front. Go ahead, stand up. Tell the people your name and your question.
Hi, my name is Joy Neer. I'm from Milwaukee. No. My question is about Steven Universe. I wanted to know, what fusion are you excited to see Steven, what gem you're excited to see Steven fuse with next, and what do you think like their superpower or shield weapon will be?
Well, I may be a bit behind on Steven Universe, so I'm not sure if this has happened, but I would love to see Steven and Amethyst fuse. It has? Okay. Well, then I don't know. I need to watch that episode because, damn, I've been waiting on that. So,
I want to see Steven fuse with, not Garnet, the fusion that is Garnet and I think Pearl. The one that, like, speaks.
The Nicki Minaj one?
Sardonyx. I want to see. That bitch is hilarious. I'd love to see whatever the hell that, you know, they're going to say. And my girl, Rainbow Quartz, the one who hit that death drop, she just looks great.
Woo, all right, let's do one more question.
All right, stand up, young lady, and let the people know your name and your question.
Hi, I'm Shay Whitney. I love you guys. My sis right here has a gift for y'all, too, and I told her I would tell y'all to grab it.
Thank
but
you.
I do have an actual question. So, I got caught up with this guy. I had a crush on him. We went on some dates, hung out a little bit. Did not know he had a girlfriend. Never knew. This is crazy. So never knew he had a girlfriend. Needless to say, we got a little physical, whatever. You know, the girlfriend showed her ass at, like, this function, like, or whatever, you know. And, like, she wanted to have this, like, heart-to-heart with me about this man and everything they've been through. Because apparently they done been through so much. He broke out down her door. And, yeah, like, it was crazy. Like, he broke in her condo. I don't know. Like, some crazy mess. So I basically kind of lied to spare her feelings. Because she was like, you know what? What happened? And I was like, oh, girl, you know, we just hung out a little bit. Like, it wasn't that serious. But now this girl is legit trying to be, like, my best friend.
Of course she
Every
is,
Every time
girl.
I see her, like, and then I just be like, oh, hey, girl. Try to, like, walk away. Like, not make it awkward. But she just legit just be on my ass. Like, my Instagram, my Snapchat. Like, girl, you fierce. Hey, girl, you this. And I'm like, shut up talking to me, please. Like, what do I do? Should I, like, double back? And apparently she's still involved with this dude. And he's still a fuck boy.
Of course she is, sweetheart. And that's why she wants to be friends with you, to make sure that you don't fuck his ass.
That's really it.
There's always one of these girls, like, guys out here who wants to befriend somebody.
I mean, basically, he's a community bike and I sat on his face. Now, do I go back and tell her?
You did not have to tell us that.
Okay, but I'm saying, like, is that, like, should I tell her that? To spare myself. Should I tell her that? I want to know. Woo! I want to know. You be quiet.
All right, sis. So the thing is, you need to go ahead and tell her the whole truth.
Okay. That's all I
need. And then say, because we are sisters in dick, I cannot maintain a friendship with you. I'm just saying. It's a real sisterhood.
I need
you. You don't need to tell her ass a motherfucking thing.
I would.
You need to not be like, why are you even friends with her? Is this like a great friendship? Are you having the greatest time?
It's not a
Do you go to Home Goods together and shop and then buy, like.
We're both a part of Greek organization, so I see her all the time.
Oh, no.
I just see her all the time.
God bless.
We're not in the same org, though, but I see her all the time. We're not in
well,
the same org.
Well, how about this?
She's not
if you do tell her the whole truth, I guarantee you she'll leave your ass alone.
That's really it.
So okay, if you really just want to be left alone, then go ahead and say, yeah, I fucked the nigga. And on top of that, I really just want you to leave me the fuck alone. I lied to you originally because I didn't want to look crazy or I wanted to save myself. But if you could please never, ever speak to me again, that would be so great.
For real.
I promise I'll stay out of both of y'all's way. But girl, you're so annoying.
Yes.
That's
good
it.
Luck to you.
All right.
That's a shitty situation. Thank you to everybody who got up and asked the question.
Taking one final break from today's live episode to remind you that support for today's show is coming from Squarespace. If you're ready to start a new business online, then make it stand out with Squarespace. They've got beautiful templates created by world-class designers, and they make it incredibly easy to turn your idea into a new and unique website. Whether you're trying to blog, publish content, if you're trying to sell some stuff, or just show off how pretty you are, then go to Squarespace. They've customized everything from the look and feel to settings and products. Everything you need is right there and so, so easy to use. And you can use Squarespace's analytics to help you grow in real time and watch your numbers and all of that. Not to mention, everything is optimized for mobile right out of the box. So you don't even have to worry about how you're going to make the cell phone version of your website look all sexy too, because they've got it covered. And with over 200 extensions to choose from, Squarespace offers a new way to buy domains. Best of all, there's nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever, which is the worst. Though if you do have a question, Squarespace's award-winning 24/7 customer support is there all the time to help you. A dream is just a great idea that doesn't have a website yet. That's deep. Make it a reality with Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial right now. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code READ to save 10% off of your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com, offer code READ. Try it out. You ain't got nothing to lose. And let's get back to the show.
We're going to move right into the read. Do you want me to go first?
Sure.
So this week I want to talk about Cam Newton, who is known for being fine, if not.
Is he? I'm sorry.
Cam Newton is adorable. I mean, you don't have to think so. I do. But he's an adorable moron. He's been in and out of black public favor all season because he can't decide where he stands on the whole Colin Kaepernick issue. And for the most part, I leave him alone because it's not my QB, not my team, not my problem. I really hate when niggas give me a reason to defend white women. And then I hate even more when those same white women give me a reason to cuss them out as well as him. So if you don't know, a white woman got up and asked Cam Newton, this was at a press conference or after the game or what the fuck ever, and asked him a football-related question about routes because she's a sports journalist and that's what the fuck sports journalists do. She is a professional woman in that field. And he responded with, I ain't never heard no females ask about routes before. Like, and then, you know, kind of laughed it off, proceeded to answer the question, but definitely prefaced it with, why is somebody with titties and a vagina asking me about football? Like, you've never seen a woman working within the NFL or for any of the networks that broadcast the games or any capacity to do a football. Like, it just blew his mind that a woman might be a professional in the field and ask him, a professional quarterback, a question about the game. So it was sexist and stupid, and of course it spread immediately on the internet. And God, as it always ends up being, everybody's flying to the rescue of this white woman. Not me. I wouldn't say flying to the rescue, but I was initially very annoyed with Cam Newton because why do you have to be a sexist on top of everything else that we currently battling with your black ass? You come up in here looking like what the fuck ever, and we only let Russell Westbrook do that. And so, you know, it's been a struggle sartorially, but we press on anyway. But, you know, to just assume that because a woman is in your presence means that she doesn't know what she's talking about is deeply fucking annoying. And so, of course, the internet's going back and forth about it. Roddy White has to toss in his ignorant ass 2 cents. Like, I ain't never heard no female ask that either. Like, just because you niggas don't know any women just because you do not personally know any women, give us our humanity who are professionals, or maybe you've never bothered to listen to them or pay attention to them before because they are women, which sounds a lot more fucking likely. I don't think any of them niggas could name a woman in sports besides like Jamel. So I'm not shocked that y'all don't know any better. It's just, I wish niggas would make an attempt to do better, because in the whole aftermath, the melee of all this, it comes out that this girl has racist tweets and she's used nigga before and all this other bullshit. And so I find myself in the middle, like I am so often with black men and white women, where it's like one side wants me to choose my pussy over my skin tone and the other wants me to do the exact opposite. And I'm looking in the middle like I'm actually fed up with both of you dumbass motherfuckers. And if you white women and you black men could get your fucking shit together, I would be so much happier for it. I swear anytime we have these conversations, we always are talking about the sexism or talking about the racism. And nobody wants to acknowledge that there is a group of people who lives right there. We're right there. Black women are every fucking where, and yet our perspectives are like totally ignored and disregarded. So the whole thing just annoyed the shit out of me and made me want to swear off both of them groups of people for a long, long time. Just wanted to give a hearty fuck you to Cam Newton. That's the first part of my read this week. And secondly, I want to address something that I think is probably pretty universal. It happens to me probably more often than it should. But if you fuck up or disrespect somebody or are rude or whatever else in a public forum and then decide later that you want to apologize, you need to do that on the same public forum where you disrespected the fuck out of me. So recently I got an email from someone I don't know, and it was incredibly lengthy. You know, I almost did not read the whole thing. So I was like, girl, this is paragraphs. Who are you? And it's all about how 2 years ago she was so miserable and really down on herself and felt really bad about herself. And she was mad at me because I seemed to be comfortable in my skin and happy with my life and my blackness and out here, you know, just fucking working. Yeah, she actually admitted it. She was like, I was miserable and seeing you be happy got on my nerves. And so I was a bitch to you and you blocked me on Twitter and I made these Instagram posts about you and I used to drag you and talk so bad about you, but now people are talking bad about me and it hurts. It feels really bad, and so I feel really bad because I did that to you, and now I just want to apologize to you, Crystal, in this very long email and let you know that, you know, I shouldn't have never did all that and I was wrong. So by the end of this email, I'm thinking, well, first of all, I still do not know who you are. I still don't. But more importantly, if you was dragging me on Twitter and Instagram and everywhere else, then how come I'm not getting this apology in like 7 threaded tweets then, bitch? How come I'm not tagged in some long ass Instagram post about how you did me so wrong and you said this and this and you regret it and you wish you had done better? If you chose to do it, and that goes for everybody, bitch, if you disrespect me in the middle of Walmart, you need to apologize in the middle of fucking Walmart. You did it in front of everybody. You had a whole ass audience when you was out here cooning and being a dumbass bitch. So do the same thing in public. Apologize the same way you fucked up. And maybe then we can move forward. But again, I still don't know who you are. So maybe we should cover that ground first. Like maybe actually make sure I give a shit about you and your existence before we go there. There's no reason for me to care. But since you decided to apologize, you could have did it on the same forum where you decided to disrespect me. I didn't do nothing to you. It was literally me living my happy ass black girl magic ass life that offended the fuck out of you. And that's another thing to keep in mind. When people just come at you for no reason, they seem to be mad or in their feelings like your existence bothers or upsets them, know that that's more about that motherfucker than it could ever be about you, no matter what you have going on with your life or who you are. So thank you so much. And that's it. I'm done.
Okay. This will not be long, and I'm not even entirely sure what the fuck it is that I'm about to say. Besides the fact that I read these reports
that the FBI has identified what they're calling black identity extremists as violent threat to law enforcement. This is the Domestic Terrorism Analysis Unit. Domestic terrorism. A full white man just lit Vegas alive. And they're calling him a gunman and talking about what his favorite drink was and, you know, where he used to go and feed ducks and whatever the fuck else. But Negroes are upset that they keep getting killed. So the terrorism or counterterrorism departments of the FBI, the American ass FBI, is saying that perceptions of police brutality against African Americans spurred an increase in premeditated retaliatory lethal violence against law enforcement. Likely, the BIE suspects acted in retaliation for perceived past police brutality incidents. Here's the thing. None of this is perception. We know exactly what's going on.
Yes.
It's not perceived. We see it, whether it is on one of our cameras from our phones or one of your cameras on your body that you wish you didn't have to wear. We know what's going on. And even in other, like, we have mouths and eyes and ears and senses. We know exactly what's going on and what our experience is. And I guess all I'm trying to say is that it's very, very sad and disgusting that this country would rather skip over its actual problems in the name of keeping its privilege and target the people who are already being beaten, killed, and oppressed and make us the bad guys. Like, y'all hate being called racist and white supremacists so bad that you have to make up shit like black identity extremists.
What does that even mean?
It means tired ass niggas. That's what it means.
Well,
it means exhausted ass black people that are tired of you killing us for no motherfucking reason and are ready and willing to take matters in their own motherfucking hands. That's what a black identity extremist is. Do I think that niggas should just be running out in the streets and attacking cops? No, I don't. But let's look at these numbers that the New York Daily News posted. There have been 98 law enforcement fatalities this year, 36 were firearms related, while the vast majority were attributed to traffic accidents, fires, illnesses, and other causes. In comparison, 748 people have been killed by police this year. Who poses a threat to who, nigga? Like,
say that.
What the fuck are y'all talking about? It's insane that you, like, just to get this weird, evil, racist structure to keep that in place, you'll skip over blatant, obvious evidence, clear, explicit proof, and come around the corner and be like, well, you niggas are mad, and that is the real problem.
Wow.
Okay? Your perception that, yes, we did murder that nigga right there in the street. You're perceiving these things, and it's because you saw it, you know? It's because you know. And also because we very clearly don't like you. But the problem is you. You gotta keep your fucking feelings to yourself. Suck it up. Get a job, you poor monkey.
Oh, God.
And you know what? Get off that fucking knee, you black bitch. Mm-hmm. No one wants to hear you complain. Stop disrespecting the country and the flag and the people that fought to allow you to do that. Nobody cares about your knees. Nobody cares about your lives. Like, it's insane.
Yeah.
Like, everybody know what's going on. And it's like the lengths that this country, like, the not just regular old toothless Bill that, like, works in produce or whatever down at the grocery store. The FBI, the niggas running this shit,
don't give a fuck and will blatantly look at your face and be like, yes, I killed your fucking brother. I killed your dad. I killed your mama. We don't know. Like, yeah, we know exactly what happened to that bitch and we're not going to do anything about it. And also, if you have the nerve to want to live, if you have the nerve to want to defend yourself or stick up for yourself and your people, not only are we going to make sure that you keep your mouth quiet, we're going to kill your asses. We're going to target you. We're going to make you out to be terrorists. Terrorists! When it's real ass white people out here with fucking machine guns, yes, just shooting people for whatever motherfucking reason. You can't tell me that bitch in Las Vegas, that wasn't terrorizing people, yes, killing innocent people, injuring hundreds of fucking people. But when you see that, then it's, but he watched MASH and he really loved shepherd's pie. What is it gonna take? No one is going to stop fighting. No one's gonna stop complaining. We're not going to stop marching. We're not gonna stop saying Black Lives Matter. Nope. It's never going to end. So when are you going to look at the real actual problem and say, hey, maybe we shouldn't shoot niggas in their back for riding their bike in the wrong lane, or maybe we shouldn't choke niggas out for selling cigarettes, or like, when is that going to be addressed? Yes. Because niggas are never going to keep our feet off your fucking neck, because we can't breathe, bitch, so you won't either. That's a black identity extremist. I'm one. I'm the number one black identity extremist. Yes. I'm the queen black identity extremist. My black identity is real extreme, bitch. Yes. So bring it. Let's do it. The only thing I like about the black identity extremist shit is the fact that the acronym almost spells out the word bi, and that's how I feel about you raggedy white bitches this evening. That's my read. Good night.
This is exactly what I was talking about when I said, when Trump did that ban on transgender people in the military, and I said, the bigotry train is not gonna stop before it gets to you. I don't know if niggas thought we was gonna be exempt. You shouldn't have, but it's coming for us. Black identity extremist just means you love your black ass and don't wanna die and feel like when police kill us, they should be prosecuted for it. That's all that means. We probably on that damn list, shit.
Probably
so. You,
I'm the number one girl. Like, look right here.
Can flaming. I get a badge? Yes. I need a hoodie, bitch. Black identity extremist.
I mean, can I at least get, like, parking or some, like... What is Man. There? What comes with that? I don't know. Like, this, again, just reinforces what we said about white people being so shaken yep. to their core that we're going to get so tired of their shit that we're going to rally together and light this whole shit on fire.
Yes, we're just going to have to, because y'all not going to change without it. America's going to have to fall.
It doesn't need to come to that, nigga. We just want to live and, like, go to work and feed our fucking kids and mind our black ass business. Yeah. We pay taxes in this bitch, too. That's how your raggedy asses get paid in the first place, girl. It doesn't have to be war. It doesn't have to be black versus white. But you best believe that if you're fucking people over, if you're taking people's lives and killing people's parents and kids, brothers and sisters and shit like that, yeah, we're going to say something about it.
Amen.
I don't know what the fuck you think this is, but girl.
Y'all hate being called racist and white supremacist, but not enough to stop being racist or white supremacist. Like, we could solve all these problems if y'all would just stop. But you won't. So we're going to have to keep going until this whole motherfucker crumbles. It is what it is. And I think that's going to wrap up the Read Chicago. Thank you so much, all you beautiful black people and your white friends, for coming out to the show tonight. Thank you, white people. I know this was uncomfortable.
Thank you for all of your questions. Thank you for your blackness or otherwise and your attendance. We love y'all. Get home safe. Shout out to you, Chicago. I hope you get Kanye back one day.